My name is Ray, and I am from Massachusetts originally, South Shore, Bridgewater, East Bridgewater. Moved to South Carolina a long time ago as a wee bit of a lad, and that's where I live.
Ray, you're very experienced at these races, but you haven't been here to this one in a long time.
You guys never put it on my school vacation before.
You're a school teacher.
I am a school teacher. And springtime is testing and a lot of important things, IEP time as a special ed teacher, and it's always not on my vacation. And so I come up and I visit, as you've seen, you know, on my way to Lake Warmug, and I run the 100K up there, and then I come back after Lake Warmug and visit some more and see my friends and say, God, I got to do this.
Now this race and the self-transcendence races are particularly significant to you, are they not?
They really are. They're you know, it's part of the journey. It's part of why we run, why we test ourselves, why we enjoy the friendships even as we compete. And it's a chance to play and still look inside yourself and, you know, just find out where you are at any given time.
Now, you've just spent some time with Mark and with Don. These are guys you've go back a ways with, right?
Yeah, Don and I met, God, I don't remember. I think the Romans were running some chariots around, and we didn't have chariots, so we decided to go 30 or 40 miles behind them one day. Mark Dorian, of course, I think I met him at 1980 up at Lake Warmug. He was a kid, of course I wasn't much more, and then he came to a race, 24-hour race that I put on in South Carolina, and brought his mom, and she ran, and, you know, as I was saying, it's an opportunity to see old friends and spend time with them, and then make new friends and meet people. I was talking with a young lady from Russia who wasn't born when I ran my last 6 day.
Sorry, she wasn't born when you ran your last 6 day, so how many years ago was that?
It was a marathon of years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was in July of 1985 on Randall's Island. You guys were there in a rather prominent role. I had done
one of the Rainbow Marathons?
No, this was the New York Roadrunners Club 6 days.
Oh, okay.
Fred LeBeau put them on, I think, 3 years. I ran the first two, but he had the Sri Chinmoy Marathon team come out and count.
Okay.
Same as they had come out and counted at Shea Stadium. So each of the two New York races, I had done another 6 day right before. I had done 400 in 1984. I did 450 miles at Pensauk in New Jersey, took a week off and came to New York and did 350. The next year I went to Stoke-on-Trent in England and ran my PR of 463, and that was in May, so it was like 6 weeks later I went to New York and ran 350 and a quarter, which shows consistency and improvement. And I spent a lot of time in that event. I had met Guru several times, and including the year before, but in that event he was out walking a lot, and I was walking a lot, and we spent a long time just walking and, you know, talking and discussing philosophy, and I thought I knew what the Sri Chinmoy Marathon team was about, and I had, you know, I mean, a good idea, and I came to a really full understanding, you know, at a much higher level, both intellectually and spiritually, as a result of, you know, the many conversations over the 6 day period with Guru.
This is what year now, by the way?
This is 1985.
Now, Ray, you understand, of course, to have that kind of experience is very unique. And what do you remember about him? And what do you remember, perhaps, things that he might have said to you about life, your running, and whatever kind of things? Is there anything that you recall in particular?
He told me to never lose my ability to play while I was running. And it was kind of interesting that it came back to me later, through one of the members, and I don't remember now who it was, but I guess at one point, because of several races and spending time talking to him, that there was some speculation, is Ray going to join the marathon team? And Guru immediately put a stop to the speculation by saying, no, Ray will always be our friend. He will never be a member. He has his own path. And I think that was one of the neat things, is that he never talked to me about joining or extolled the virtues of joining. In other words, he knew, as he has with so many of you guys, that that was not my path. And yet he knew that I would always be a friend and that I would love and cherish the friendship I have with every member of the organization. And, you know, my last conversation with him was here.
At this race,
I was on my way to Warramug.
And what year do you think that was?
I'm thinking 07. And you would know better than me, because I've come every year now for a number of years.
It could very well have been spring.
We were sitting on the bench on the right-hand side, just up past the house. And they were waiting in the car. And we were sitting there talking, and of course, nobody would interrupt him. And finally, the man got out of the car, and he came up, and he's like, excuse me, we have to go to the airport. He was flying, I think, to Oslo to give a concert. And I think it was 07, but I could be off. It could be 06. I mean,
okay.
I just don't. You guys know better than I do. The years run together. But they literally put him in the car and whisked him off. But he had repeated then that he enjoyed, you know, my ability to play, and of course his appreciation for coming out the little bit of time I had on my way to some other event to cheer. And we talked about doing this event, and we talked about the 3100, which I would love to do one time, and he of course encouraged me, and he said, you will know when the time is right. And so far the time has not been right. I've had many years of working too much and training too little. And this is kind of like, okay, where am I right now as I'm resuming training? How close am I to that runner of 26 years ago that did, you know, 450 in one and 463 in another? And, you know, the format for that, he told me, you like the format because you like to sleep. And it is, you know,
very practical stuff.
Very, very, very practical. And we, like I say, we sat on that bench. He said at 18 hours, everybody goes to sleep. He said, because you go to sleep, you wake up too early, you don't run well. You worry about what people are doing. He said 18 hours for you is no problem. Everybody goes to sleep. You come back. It's a race that's well suited for you. And I appreciated him both recognizing that and sharing it with me, to, you know, the fact that after all these years, and he's watched me run, and he's seen me, and, you know, and again, he was out there the day I ran my best 100 at the Unisphere on my 33rd birthday. I ran just under 14 hours, and he was out there, and every time I'd come by, just that quiet clap and the nod of the head, like, yeah, this is a day for you. And we didn't speak at all until after the race, and he simply came up, and he said, congratulations, that was a very good performance. And I said, thank you. And everybody got caught up with, oh, you were second, all that. It's like, who cares? You know, I had a goal to run the best 100 I could run on that day, and that was it. If somebody ran faster, you know, more power to that person. That's part of what we're there for. So,
Ray, you're going to have to imagine how cool it is for a spiritual teacher to tell you, you know, it's okay to play. In fact, you should play.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that was the second thing. The one thing was I wasn't going to join. And I think it was Trisha. I don't remember. I know it wasn't Trisha that talked about, would I be a member? I think it was Trisha that came back and said, and Guru had told me as well, but he said, I love Ray's ability to pick up a toy car or an aeroplane and buzz around the track and just have fun while he's running. And people always say, you know, you having fun? It's like, yeah, I'm having fun. When I stop having fun, I'm going to go home. Well, I've run 500 and something ultra marathons. I ran my first ones in 1970 and 71. And, you know, took time off, finished high school, went to college, started a family. So it was 79 before I got back to them. But I've just always had you know, I think something you guys find, and I think something that Guru tried to teach the world, there's a peacefulness to being out here, to being within yourself. And I probably emote more than virtually any other ultra runner on the planet. And yet there's still the deep inside going on, even as I'm singing to people or laughing or giving advice or, you know, whatever else is happening. And I think that's the spirit of the event. I think that true spirituality comes from helping others or having the ability to help others. So Roger Rouye at the National Championship 50 Mile in Chicago 1 year said to me at about 17 miles, he was going in, I was coming out. I'm sorry, he was coming out, I was going in. I said, "How you doing, Roger?" He said, "Oh, my foot's hurting." I said, "Don't worry about it. 5 more miles, the endorphins will kick in. It'll never bother you again." So after the race, and again, to his credit, and this is that spirit that I'm talking about, they asked Roger, and he said, "I almost dropped out at 20 miles. Ray Krolowitz went by, and he said, go 5 more miles, the endorphins will kick in. You'll never worry about it again." He said, "Somewhere by 5 miles, I realized, oh my gosh, it doesn't hurt anymore." And he went on and won the 50 mile. And it would have been easy to say, oh, don't hurt yourself. And again, I've heard this, and I guess it, you know, disturbs me a little for my love of the sport. Oh, well, don't hurt yourself. And the person telling you to hurt yourself always has a vested interest. Like, being in second place, it would have been very convenient for me to say, oh, don't hurt yourself. You better take care of your foot. And then I move in the lead. But I don't want to beat you at your worst. I want to beat you at your best. And Roger ended up going on. He won the 50. He stopped, and that's generally what he did. I got to win the 100K that day, so I still had my little ego thing that I needed. And I think that's the other thing.
You did the right thing.
Oh, I have no doubt. But I think that was the other thing. When you talk about Guru, I think he understood that for all the humility and all the different reasons for running, is that as a true spiritual master, he understood that humans do have egos. And we exhibit our egos in different way, but like Dipali, who is the essence of humbleness and humility, she enjoys running well. She enjoys the numbers, and it's her own private reasons. But yes, there is some ego involved at her spiritual level of ego and ego gratification. Mark Dorian, you know, he's out here, he's enjoying it for what he's doing. Al Prada, you know, as far as the old guys, this new young guy, and I say new young guy, Martin, he's phenomenal, and he's running so well, but he's got this fear in the back of his mind, because he's been here before, that the shoe's going to drop, and he's going to need to drop out. And I mean, he's done 300 miles in 70 hours, and I talked to him, and he was asking, and he said, yeah, they said you're one of the old guys, and I'm like, yeah, and I said, at this point, just run within yourself. You have a huge lead. You can keep pounding, which preys on you psychologically, and it beats on you physically, and it's the best ticket to not having your best performance. So what you're saying is go ahead and play. Go ahead and relax and try and do what you can do to maximize your performance. The other guys are going to end up where they end up. You know, if you get last 6 hours and there's a chance to duel, but if you're trying to annihilate everybody now,
forget about
it's probably
it.
Not going to work. So, but it's still fun, and it is a heightened level of competition for a lot of people. I love the numbers. I love being fast. I run against myself, and they tell me I've won a lot of races. I never counted them, you know, because that was never a goal. Like I say, I'm more proud of a second place sub-14-hour 100 than I am a win in 19 and a half hours somewhere else. You know, what was a better performance?
Absolutely. Ray, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.